Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. The actress and cabaret singer Mariah Bonner has appeared in film and television in Europe and here in the United States, including the movie The Social Network and the hit TV series CSI. She is appearing at Germano's Piattini in Baltimore's Little Italy tonight in a show that she calls Summer of Song, along with pianist Marcus DeGan. Mariah Bonner joins me now here in Studio 8. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And Marcus, welcome to you as well. Let's have you just jump in and sing us a song, because you're here.
Sounds
and
good.
We appreciate that. What do you want to start with?
I'd like to start with Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you, caught up in circles. Confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm night. I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting time after time. After my picture fades and darkness has turned to gray, you're watching through windows and wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside. Drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. Then you say, go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. Time after time. Time after time.
Beautiful. Mariah Bonner and Marcus DeGan here in Studio A. You're born here in Baltimore. You're born and bred.
Yes.
But your career started in large measure in Europe, right?
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You studied over there. How'd you get involved over there?
Well, I was walking down the street in Paris.
As great stories always start.
That's
I was walking
right.
down the street in Paris. Yeah.
That's right. I grew up in Paris, and I was studying ballet and acting, and I was walking down the street, and a gentleman with an umbrella and a hat and a trench coat said, "Excuse me, mademoiselle, are you a model?" And I said, "No, I'm an actress." That's how it all began.
Important distinction.
Yes.
But did you start modeling?
I did.
With that person? Mm-hmm. And then, but it led to some TV appearances
It led to France. TV in France, and then I decided to go and study in London. And then once I'd finished that, I did some TV in London and theater, and then I decided to go to Los Angeles.
I know a lot of folks who are singers who act, and others who are actors who sing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy either of those definitions for yourself?
I'm a singer and an actress.
Yeah, 50-50.
I don't know. Yeah.
But you act when you sing.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that is the thing, because, you know, to interpret a song, you've got to get into the character of whoever you're singing about or from. Yeah, that's great. And you do it beautifully. Let's sing another tune. What do you got?
All right. Well, we'll do, what shall we do next?
The nearness
of you. That's right.
not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams came true. I need no soft light to enchant me, if you will only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness. I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams came true. I need no soft light to enchant me, if you will only grant me the right you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness of you. I want to feel in the night the nearness.
Beautiful, beautiful music of Hoagie Carmichael, lyrics by Ned Washington, The Nearness
That's
of You.
Right.
That's Mariah Bonner singing beautifully and Marcus DeGan playing beautifully. When you are handed a script for a play, a movie, a TV show, do you approach learning that script, learning that part, the same way you approach learning a song? Are they parallel in terms of how you discern what you want to do?
You know, that's a really good question, and I think I only realized that they were one and the same thing through doing cabaret, because cabaret is telling a story through song, and so the way, Marcus knows this, the way that I learn a song is the same way I learned a script. I write out the lyrics. I used to write out my words, my dialogue, because it makes it mine. So, yeah, it's I
approach it the same. Write it out.
I physically write it out, and I've done that for entire movies that I've been in. So I think it works.
That's interesting because, you know, I know composers who do that and even conductors do that.
Interesting.
They will copy out, Brahms used to copy out by hand music of Bach because he felt like he could really get inside of it when he was physically putting the notes on the staff. Because in addition to acting and singing, you've also been a producer. So you've been on the end of, starting it from scratch.
Is that
just something that you've always enjoyed doing? Is that something you're going to be leaning more towards now? How does that fit into your career?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I've always done it because I think when you are a model and becoming a young actress, you produce yourself. And so I started doing that, and then it was very natural for me. I never felt that I was just an actress and just the talent. I quickly realized that that wasn't enough. I would like to. I was just telling Marcus, actually, a friend of mine in London wrote a play called Skin in the Game. It's premiering at the Red Lion Theater, and I thought, oh my gosh, it would be so cool to bring this to Baltimore. So
yeah.
I want to do it.
And what brought you back to Baltimore? I mean, you did Paris. You were living in Paris. You studied in London. You went to L.A. You did some stuff out there, and now you're back home. How come?
I'm back home.
We're glad to have you, by the way, but I'm just wondering why you came back.
I came back to be nearer to my family and to be home. I'd traveled a long time, many places, and I really wanted to be home.
Yeah, home is home.
It sure is.
And is it also in this age of the internet less important to be physically in L.A. or New York or London or Paris, for that matter?
I think so. Also, I love BWI Airport because I can get so many places and it's small. And so, I do. I mean, I'm very connected and I can fly places. So I don't think I need to
physically be there. So producers or presenters who are thinking about booking you, they're not concerned that you're not physically in Hollywood or that you're not physically in Manhattan?
I don't know. I hope not.
But you haven't gotten that vibe from folks?
No, I haven't. Yeah. No, in fact, I know other actors who've done it and who do it and performers. So, no, I haven't really.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we have time for another tune, so why don't give us another song?
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Before you do that, sorry about that. Before you do that, I got to take care of a little bit of business, and I want to tell folks about what's coming up on Monday.
Uh-huh.
The actor George Takei will be here. Wow. He's going to join me to talk about his new graphic memoir, They Called Us Enemy, about his family's incarceration in an internment camp during the Second World War. So George Takei here Monday on Midday. We want to thank Bottoms Up Bagels. You guys have lunch when you're finished here. You're singing for your supper. Bottoms Up Bagels is a small batch pop-up bagel shop preparing hand-rolled New Jersey-style bagels, house-cured lox, specialty cream cheeses inspired by traditions of bagel making dating back to the 1940s. Bottoms Up Bagels offers customized catering packages of all kinds. You can find them at the JFX and Waverly Farmers Markets and at bottomsupbagels.com. We want to thank our director and engineer, Luke Spicknall, Rob Sivak, Sienna Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill, who produced the program, Jamila Krempel. She's our digital producer. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music, and our interns are Rob Velasquez and Margot Kohler. And now another tune from Mariah Bonner and Marcus Degan, L'Hymne d'Amour, right?
Hymne à l'amour, yes.
Le ciel bleu sur nous peut s'écrouler et la terre peut bien s'effondrer. Peu m'importe les problèmes, je me moque du monde entier. Tant que l'amour inondera mes matins, que mon corps frémira sous tes mains. Peu m'importe les grands problèmes, mon amour, puisque tu m'aimes. J'irai jusqu'au bout du monde, je me ferai teindre en blonde si tu me le demandais. On peut bien rire de moi, je ferai si tu me le demandais. Nous aurons pour nous l'éternité dans le bleu de toute l'immensité. Dans le ciel, plus de problèmes. Dieu réunit ceux qui s'aiment. Jusqu'au bout du monde, je me ferai teindre en blonde si tu me le demandais. On peut bien rire de moi, je ferai n'importe quoi si tu me le demandais. Nous aurons pour nous l'éternité dans le bleu de toute l'immensité.
Beautiful tune by Edith Piaf. Merci beaucoup, right. Mademoiselle et Monsieur. That's Maria Bonner and Marcus Degan. They'll be appearing tonight at Germano's Piattini in Little Italy. You played Germano's before. Mm-hmm. It's a great room, great place to catch a show. Yep. Jackson Lundy does a set at 7. Mariah and Marcus begin at 7:30. Get down there and check it out. Great to meet you. Thanks for,
nice
for coming in.
Nice to meet you.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right.
Thanks,
I'm Tom Hall, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.